I'm Beth Crosby with Kinship Radio, and I am blessed to be visiting with good friends Tom Drusinski and Paula Ellefson of Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge today because they have a big event coming up. It's the Mankato Gala, Tom.
It is true. We are going to be gathering the evening of October 1st at the Mayo Civic Center, and we are going to be celebrating Jesus Christ and the lives that he transforms in each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm. And you have some big news about something here in southern Minnesota, and that's about Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge and Welcome Manor. Do you care to share about what's happening?
I care to share very, very much because we're very excited about this. For about 10 years now, we have actually been looking at bringing a center to the Mankato area. We've received requests from law enforcement, legislative, correctional facility people to bring something here to Blue Earth County. And we've just been waiting for the right opportunity. About this time last year, we came in contact with a Women with Children's program that had a great potential of closing its doors in Garden City. And in February, we acquired that facility. And I could not be happier. In fact, I came from there today, and as I was walking into one of the rooms, I had two little kids, little boy and little girl, run up and just hug my legs. And these are the children of the mothers that are there. Think of the power, Beth, of being able to change and transform through Jesus Christ two generations. Women have it hardest in addiction. Men can just go off to jail, off to treatment. They just leave. But the woman is there with the children. And if the woman says the hardest words, "I need help," it can be a problem. I have my children and I say I need help, I run the risk of losing my children. If I don't have my children but I want them back and I say I need help, I run the risk of not getting them back. We're creating an opportunity right here in southern Minnesota to help women with custody of their children and to help them become actually not only free and transformed from their alcohol and drug abuse, but to help them become mothers.
And this facility you say is in Garden City?
It's in Garden City, which is about just 14 miles southwest of Mankato.
Where else can you do this?
There's not many facilities in Minnesota for sure, but upper Midwest, it's quite an anomaly. And that's why we felt the Lord was saying, take this over before it closes.
Paula, let me turn this over to you now. As the Regional Spiritual Care Director for Teen Challenge, I hear you've already had an opportunity to do some work at Welcome Manor. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your experiences there?
Absolutely. When I first started there, when Teen Challenge was able to acquire Welcome Manor, it was interesting because some of the gals weren't sure, you know, can I trust this new person coming in? What does this look like? But over the weeks and the months of being there, the clients have really warmed up and opened up to me. They've come in for pastoral guidance and care. I can't even tell you how many Bibles I've handed out to these women who are coming in and saying, I don't even know how to read the Bible. And I've gotten to teach them how to read the Bible and give them that. But not only that, I have a heart for children's ministry. I did that before working with Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, but I have children's Bibles so that I'm able to give them that for their children to read stories to their kids. We've had several women that have actually given their lives to the Lord since we came in there, and teaching them what is salvation, who is Jesus, showing them the grace of God, the love of God that they, many of them, have never experienced before. There was one lady who was ready to leave one Friday afternoon, had never known a sober weekend in her almost 55 years.
Oh.
And when she came in to my office, she said, I don't know why, but something led me back here to talk to you. And I had the privilege of sharing the love of the Lord with her, and it encouraged her. And I, you know, wasn't sure if she was going to stay or not. But when I showed up the next week, she was there. And she said, I told her, I said, you have, your, something looks different on your face. And she goes, I don't know the right words for it. Just that I think that I can do this. I think that I can get well. And I said, well, that sounds like hope to me. And she goes, that's the word. That's it. That's what I was looking for. And she goes, I have hope. And so to see that in her, I know that's going to be an effect on her life, but then also on the younger gals in our program that are there as well, for them to come in and just be hungry for something different, something better. Some of our gals aren't certain if they're going to be able to keep their kids or not. And so there's a lot of things that they're trying to navigate in getting well. But as I've been able to encourage them, pray with them, teach classes with them, there is a level of hope that starts mm-hmm. to transpire as they are being transformed.
That is powerful. So how can people support this effort and the effort of Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge?
Well, and I don't want to downplay this one because sometimes I feel like when missionaries come to my church, it's the first one that they say before they ask for financial support. But the truth is we need your prayers. Mm-hmm. The enemy does not want us to do this. We do see the obstacles that he throws up. We do see the attacks. It's very, very real. We truly believe that there's power in prayer and power in fasting. But the other thing is we do need financial support. Mm-hmm. Our ministry is supported by primarily the faith community, Christians. Mm-hmm. And it costs us in our long-term program, it costs us $1,460 every month for a client to go through our long-term program. To date, we've been running in the black because of faithful supporters. We so appreciate our donors. We love them, and we believe that they're a part of our ministry. And then in the months ahead, as we start creating volunteer opportunities, as we start our mentorship programs, just for the ladies to think about becoming a mentor to one of our women, I think it'd be a fantastic opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So prayer, finances, and mentoring.
Tom, Paula, thank you so much for being with us here at Ketchup Radio. And thank you so much for all that you are doing to advance the kingdom of God. And thank you for everything that you are doing to bring people help and hope and healing in Jesus' name. For more information about Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, their new Women and Children's Center, and their upcoming Mankato Gala on Tuesday, October 1st, visit their website at mntc.org. For Kinship Radio, I'm Beth Crosby.